escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Hundreds of homeowners in the city have had their homes stolen from them by thieves who swipe their deeds. But today, a crackdown and charges announced in Queens.
This marks the first time Attorney General Letitia James is bringing charges under New York's new deed theft law, with the victim's son telling his mother's story. The Attorney General was at the forefront of efforts to get the law passed after the New York City Sheriff's Office reported 3,500 complaints of deed theft, mostly in Queens and Brooklyn, between 2014 and 2023. It typically involves thieves using forgery or other scams to transfer ownership of a home out of the owner's name, and it targets older and low-income homeowners. It is now a felony in New York, punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A couple of teenagers are now facing charges after a stabbing at a Long Island park. Cops say two boys, 14 and 17, were stabbed during a brawl last month at the Huntington Manor Fire Department Fair. The pair in custody, 14 and 17, are both charged with assault. This all happened a month ago at Manor Field Park, the same spot where another teen was stabbed this week. No arrests in that second one, but police are stepping up patrols after concern from the community. The mayoral race in New York already chaotic, and now it might be drawing in President Trump. The Times is reporting President Trump has privately talked about jumping into the race, not as a candidate, of course, but to try to stop Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic nominee. He's reportedly asked allies which rival has the best shot at beating Mamdani, including Mayor Adams, who had this to say about his own focus.
My conversations with the president is about bringing resources to the city. That is my conversation with the president. How do I bring resources to the city like the Empire Wind Farm project, multi-billion-dollar project that we had a stop work order on? I flew to Washington and I spoke with him and he lifted that stop work order.
Well, for his part, Zohran Mamdani is holding a news conference this morning to further react. A close call in Sheepshead Bay where a boat started sinking right at the dock. 11 people had to scramble off the fishing boat last night at Pier 1, with emergency crews laying down a rescue bridge, helping everybody crawl to safety. One person had to go to the hospital. The rest are okay. That boat is now half submerged at the pier, and investigators are still figuring out why it went under in the first place. At least 25 dogs have been rescued from that home in Bay Shore, and officials say the conditions were unfit for any living creature. The Suffolk SPCA says the animals were found on Richland Boulevard, hiding, neglected, in the middle of filth. And we spoke with the chief of department of the SPCA, Roy Gross. He tells 1010 Winds.
The fire marshal from the town of Islip inspected the home and placarded it as uninhabitable. That's how bad the conditions were in there. So not fit for human or animals to be living in an environment like that.
Well, the homeowner, Robin Mills, was not there, but has a history. She was arrested in 2017 on animal cruelty charges and could now be facing further charges. The dogs are being cared for at the Islip Animal Center. A New Jersey native will be the first woman to ever umpire an MLB game.
Joe Trentacosta is the athletic director at West Milford High School. They're planning a watch party. Hundreds will be taking in history as Jen Powell's behind the plate for a Marlins-Braves game on Sunday. He tells me she already was a legend.
It's about kids. It's about opportunities and opportunities for women, opportunities in athletics, education-based athletics, sportsmanship. It's just an incredible story.
A master's from Hunter College in art. She also attended Hofstra. And Jen Powell wasn't just All-State in softball either.
She was an All-State soccer player. For West Memphis soccer in the 90s under Fink, and you know, and softball, her accolades are just countless.
Powell making not only baseball history but American history. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Student debt relief is expanding here in New York City. Mayor Adams says a new partnership with the company Summer could help New Yorkers save up to $1 billion on student loans. The city is now offering free help to all residents, whether you're paying off debt or saving for college. Adams says the goal is to lower monthly payments and make higher ed more affordable for working families.
Getting an education should not be a lifetime of debt. Yet for too many New Yorkers, getting a college degree and higher education means more bills, more debt, more money out of their pockets.
The program builds on an earlier plot that's already helping city workers save thousands a year. It is officially faster to race a bus than ride one, at least on 34th Street. Lawmakers and transit advocates say that that's true, and they're marking a win for the long-stalled 34th Street busway with a literal victory lap. They are racing on foot and by bus this afternoon to highlight just how slow the M34 really is. Councilman Keith Powers will be there. He tells 1010 Winds.
For New Yorkers, what it matters the most is shaving 5 or 10 minutes off their commute every single day, which is what we saw happen on the 14th Street busway. It's a much more pleasant experience on 14th Street now. I ride the M14 nearly every single day. This is another bus line I ride often, and it deserves a similar treatment.
Plans to restrict car traffic on 34th Street had quietly stalled, but now they're moving ahead as part of a broader Midtown rezoning. Mayor Adams says, yeah, he's on board. Three more lives lost on 9/11 have been identified nearly 24 years later. The city medical examiner says Ryan Fitzgerald, Barbara Keating, and a woman whose name is being withheld until her family's told are the latest victims to be identified through DNA analysis. More than 1,000 others, about 40%, still have not been identified.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.